Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guests are founding members of the Mobbilly band hailing from Bellflower, California, who have released an amazing 8 albums since 2008, including their latest, titled In Stereo. That band is the Boxmasters. And this Friday night, they return to Kansas City to perform live on stage at one of their favorite venues, Knuckleheads. Please welcome, from the Boxmasters, J.D. Andrew and Billy Bob Thornton.
Hey fellas, how you been?
Hello.
Good to hear your voices, man. How is everything?
Well, it's so good to talk to you again. I didn't know, was that Stephen Hawking?
Times are tough, Billy.
I remember it from every time we call in, but I don't remember it.
How you been, JD?
Yeah, every time too.
JD,
I'm great.
Good.
I'm doing really good.
Good, man. You know. Where are you guys at right now? Where are you on the bus?
Okay. We are in Lake Ozark, Missouri, right on the lake. We're playing a place down here called Lazy Gators or Shady Gators, one of them.
I love
it. So we just pulled in here, so we're, doing a couple shows before we get up there to Kansas City.
Well, I know that you're a fan of Knuckleheads, and Knucklehead is a fan of the Boxmasters. It's it's just one of those great fits, man. That it's a perfect place for that for your band to play, man. And I can't wait for Friday night.
We're super excited because has it been announced that Ray Wiley Hubbard is playing with us?
No,
That night.
I did not see that at all. No, that's fantastic.
I think it's happening.
That's great.
We're not sure exactly. Frank called Dave, our tour manager, and asked if Ray Wiley could play with us and play the show with us. And we're like, yeah, but we're not sure we want to open for the close after he plays some of his songs that we've loved so much. So we're going to see what happens.
Dude, and people don't know about him. Like, he's a good old Oklahoma guy, and he wrote who Jerry Jeff Walker recorded Up Against the Wall, You Redneck Mothers, and he originally wrote that. I think he did.
Yeah. That's his song.
Absolutely.
You, and Billy, we were talking earlier, and I know we have a little bit of a delay, so I apologize for the awkwardness of the conversation, but it's we were talking earlier about how your life started, about music, not acting. Originally, music is everything you wanted to do, and it's what you originally, that was your first challenge and your first love.
Yeah, I've been in music much longer than the other stuff, but I love them both. They've both been very good to me, and all of that. It just, I just played more dues in music from time I was, a kid, and worked my way up to where our band would open for, bigger acts coming through and that kind of thing, and then became a roadie, and then went to LA to play music. I accidentally became an actor, and but like I said, even though music was the one that I played my dues and was in longer, I still love acting. It's been very good for me and my family and all that. But I spend about equal time on each, and so it's pretty darn good. The band is kind of gelled, and this particular band is, been together for 12 years now, and we put out 8 albums and toured all over the place and had the opportunity to, play with a lot of great people and play places like Knuckleheads, which is honestly, people always say whatever city they're in, they say, well, you know, hello Cleveland, this is our favorite town. But honest to goodness, Knuckleheads in Kansas City is our favorite place to play, and our other favorite place to play is a place called Boondocks in Springfield, Illinois, and those are honestly our two favorite places in the world.
Well, there's a truth to it, not much like the Boxmasters, much like yourself. It started out as a railroad, a roadhouse. And then I remember I used to go down and buy motorcycle parts when it was Fog Cycles, and then Frank went ahead and started up the music venue, and he just kept it pure, you know. I mean, anytime you can go see Billy Joe Shaver, I mean, you know somebody's doing something right.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. There's no question about it.
And that was my thought, too, Billy, is, man, how fantastic would it be, because you're a great writer, to not only, because your ability to do both, somebody should make the Billy Joe Shaver movie, his life story movie, the theatrical release. And who better than you?
Well, that would be an amazing movie. I think, definitely. I think somebody should make a movie about Billy Joe. Johnny, have you happened to have seen these things that Mike Judge did on Cinemax about where he animates the interviews? And
yes.
I think he did about 7 episodes of the craziest people in country music. It's called Tales from the Bus.
Yes, it's fantastic. In fact, our mutual friend Jesse James Dupree is who turned me on to that. He goes, man, he called me, he goes, you gotta see this. It's brilliant.
It's amazing, yeah. The one on Johnny Paycheck gets some kind of award.
Well, those guys were something just so truly outlaw. We think, you know, and I like Manson. I like rock and roll and heavy metal. I like getting scared and all that when I was a kid especially. But there was something about that real Americana, that George Jones and the Billy Joe Shavers and the Johnny Paychecks, that they just, their give an F was busted from the get-go, and they never cared if they lost. I mean, those were the kind of guys that would go to war, and they were not afraid to die. And that's, I mean, and by the way, JD, I didn't know until today, not only are you, you know, a great engineer, but you worked with the Rolling Stones. I looked that up and I was like, holy cow, you did some editing and some engineering on a Stones record.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough, I used to work at a studio called The Record Plant in Los Angeles, and my first gig that I got, you know, hired as a freelance, you know, engineer was working on that Stones Bigger Bang record. And it was, you know, for me it was pretty great because I had been working on the Pussycat Dolls for a year. And, you know, that's not the most, you know, for a recording engineer, it's not the most artistically fulfilling kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. I get it.
You know, it's pop music. You know, you're recording stuff, you know, I mean, you know,
sure.
We've had a lot of fun, but, you know, once the, you know, they called me from the Stones camp and said, hey, would you come work with us? And it was like, okay, when do you want me? And they're like, tomorrow? And I was like, yep, I'll be there. And so I just went and, you know, told the people in charge, it's like, sorry, I just got a call, I gotta go. And,
that's great.
You know, they're like, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, it's Keith and Mick.
So, you know, it was pretty great. But, you know, because I got to sit there with Mick and Keith and do stuff, you know, record and listen to stories. And you know, it's, you know, they're heroes of mine. And so, you know, it's all stuff that, you know, we've, you know, taken and, you know, it all comes a part of our, you know, our band. You know, we take all those influences of all those, you know, great classic artists and we bring them into what we do. And that's the great thing I love about our band is that we can, you know, take everything that we love, mix it all together, and, you know, it becomes our own.
Well, that's what makes the Boxmasters great. That and great lyrics. You guys have always looked for something new, something original, something a little to the left of center, and look, the show this Friday is going to be great. Jake's telling me that you guys have another interview, but Billy, I tell you, man, I'm looking so forward to seeing you guys day after tomorrow here in Kansas City. And I'll catch up with you and JD, man, and we'll grab a beer and we'll tell some lies and we'll get caught up on everything. But the new album, congratulations on Stereo as well.
Oh, thank you, Johnny. It's good talking to you again, and please come see us. We miss you, buddy.
I will see you guys. I'll see you in a couple days, man. Be safe. Have a great show today in the Ozarks and in Oklahoma, and get to Kansas City safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.